This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and I am so happy to be able to talk on the program about, it doesn't seem possible, but 50th anniversary for the Hope Community Center. And I'm so happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about it, Katie Ochotsky, who is the Executive Director. Katie, welcome into the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us here today.
We also have the Development Director, Mary Martin. Mary, it's so good to have you on the program as well.
Thank you, Dale. We love being here.
Well, it's, Katie, like I said, it's hard to believe that the Hope Community Center has been around for 50 years, but it has, and you're celebrating. For those who may not know a little bit of the history, can you kind of share a little bit with that?
Yeah, of course. So Hope was kind of created in 1976 here in Adrian in Lenawee County. So we serve adults with developmental disabilities, and from the beginning, people in the community really just wanted these individuals to have a place to be empowered and to go during the day. And so Civitan of Lenawee and the community really rallied around the idea of giving these individuals a place to go. And so Hope started off as a drop-in center in Adrian, downtown Adrian, in 1976. And then it grew into a couple different buildings. And in 1989, we built the building that we're in now. Civitan started that as well, along with the community and a lot of just important people that have really surrounded Hope. And that's where we have been ever since.
Yeah. And such a wonderful building to have too, isn't it, Katie? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It's definitely a beautiful building, and it serves us well. We have our gym, and we have our outdoor space, a big, beautiful garden, and just a lot of areas for members to call their own and to enjoy our programming each day.
We'll get to a little bit about the programming, but you kind of touched upon it, but the mission of the Hope Community Center is?
Yeah, so our mission is to support Lenawee County adults with developmental disabilities in pursuing an empowered, healthy, and community-enriched life. That's our mission, and really to make them feel belonging.
Well, absolutely. Belonging. And you offer so many services, Katie, and I don't think people realize the amount of programs that you have and services that you do provide. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So our programming runs Monday through Friday for the most part from about 8 to 3. And our in-house programming is anything from daily living skills to recreation, socialization, volunteering, pretty much anything that our staff and our members and our families and our supports really are interested in and want us to do during the day. We definitely do that with all of the members, programming about 5 to 6 each day that are led by the staff. We also have a large garden that serves our members during the day, gets sent home with our members. That's a huge summertime program.
Yeah.
We have our basketball or hoopster program, which we are in right now, which the community is so amazing with us in that. And we have community members and organizations come in and play us each Tuesday during the season. And so that is a lot of fun, a great way for the community to get involved.
It sure is.
With Hope.
Yeah.
And we also just got our van last year, a year ago.
Yes.
Yeah. So that has added a whole new level of programs to us at Hope. We're able to go volunteer in the community so much more with other local nonprofits and organizations. We are able to go out and do fun, recreation activities and just get out and provide so many more opportunities and experiences for Hope community, for Hope members.
Yeah. I know when you got the van, that was such a great addition that, as you mentioned, Katie, about to be able to go in and take the Hope members out to different locations and then having to rely on, single cars to be able to transport everybody around. And that has made such a great impact, hasn't it?
Yes. It has been a huge game changer.
Yeah.
We have been able to get out multiple times a day. It's a 15-passenger van, so we can take a large group of members. Just last week, we went to a Croswell show. So it's been a lot of fun. And like I said, so many more new opportunities each week. We can deliver Meals on Wheels and not have to worry about, if we have transportation for that. And going out to do fun things too.
Sure.
Bowling, movies, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. Out to eat and just anything that we can do. A lot of stuff over the holidays. You know, there's a lot going on that now we can do after hours as well.
Sure,
because
sure.
of that.
It means so much to the HOPE members, doesn't mm-hmm. it, Katie, to be able to have these programs and services that you provide?
Yes. It means a lot. One, for everyone to have something to do during the day, you
yeah.
know, if they want somewhere to go and just people to be with their friends. That's a huge part of what HOPE is about, is being with others and belonging.
Mm-hmm.
And at HOPE, HOPE members have a say in what we do, and they help us make decisions. And they're a very large part of what HOPE really is. And so I think that gives another dimension of HOPE, is when they get to choose and help staff. It's, we're in it together.
Yeah.
You know, no one's above anyone else at HOPE. And it's really everybody's HOPE Center. So I think that's just extra special about HOPE.
And lots of hugs, too.
Yes. Yes. Never short on hugs
yeah.
at HOPE Center.
But Jenna, the thing is with this, Katie, as you were describing it, it does give the HOPE members a sense of that they have a place in the community and being as important as anybody else, right?
Yes, 100%. HOPE Community Center, we really try to give members that sense of belonging and that sense of ownership
yeah.
in everything we do.
Absolutely. Do you invite people to come in to volunteer as well?
Yes, we have so many different volunteer opportunities. Anything from coming in and just joining our programming, you know, everyone kind of will come in and find what they like to do, whether it's coming in and just seeing what programs we have and sitting and talking with members, helping maybe with an art program or a cooking program, gardening, you know, some people that's their thing as well, and they'll
mm-hmm.
come in and help with gardening or sports. So really finding your niche to volunteer is a big thing. We also offer volunteer opportunities for anyone who would like to lead a program.
You
know,
there you
some
go.
People really love to lead programs as well. And there's other volunteer opportunities as well. We have special events, after hours activities. We are really open to anyone who wants to come in and make a difference at HOPE Community Center. And we welcome them and would love to see what anyone has to offer.
So if they would like to volunteer, Katie, how can they go about doing that?
Yes. So if you would like to volunteer at HOPE, please contact us. We have our phone number at 517-265-2410. Go ahead and give us a call. You can call our front desk and just chit-chat and let us know maybe how you want to help, and they'll help direct you to who that may be. And
mm-hmm.
you can also email us at hope@hopecenteradrian.org. And yeah, just go ahead and reach out, and we would love to hear from you.
Because the more the merrier, right, Katie?
Yes, the more the merrier. Everyone loves having fresh faces in HOPE. You know, we do have a lot of volunteers that do come from the local colleges and universities and
sure.
stuff like that. We have students, we have community members, we have community organizations, and we just offer anyone who would love to make an impact at HOPE.
So if you want to volunteer and you want to be around with a lot of people with lots of hugs, the HOPE Community Center is going to be the place to be.
It is the place to be, yes.
Well, another special aspect to the 50th anniversary of HOPE is, this is where you come in here, Mary, and a special thing, a special challenge has been made too. And tell us a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Right. So I am very happy to report for the first time that Doug and Mary Kapnick have offered a $50,000 matching challenge for any gift that comes in by June 1st. And let me just take one step back and say, any gift that is paid or pledged by June 1st
okay.
can go towards this match. And we are trying to raise $50,000 from the community. And I know we can do this, Dale, because I think the last time I was here, we were talking about getting the van.
Yes.
And we talked to the staff some time ago and said, if there was just a couple of things that could just really change our programming, what would they be? And the first answer was a van, immediately followed by, but we know that's really expensive. And it's like, hold on. You know, just hold on. Let's see what we can do. And I just knew in my bones,
yeah.
you know, that the community was going to make this happen, because we are and have been 100% community supported for 50 years. We have never received any kind of government funding. We don't receive any kind of insurance reimbursement, nothing. It's all community funded. So we are incredibly proud of that. I know Doug and Mary are incredibly proud of that. And as much as they believe in hope, and they do, what they really believe in is the compassion and the generosity of this community. Anytime you try to compliment them and thank them for what they did, Doug Kapnick will be the first to say, yeah, but what about this community? Always says that, because he's just so proud of how people come together and support the things that they care about.
That's right. Well, and the thing is, as you well know, the both of you, how giving Lenawee County is, and they know that if it's going to be helping out things here locally, you know, they'll step up to the plate, and that's what you're looking forward to, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And we serve the entire county. So we have members that come from every corner of the county. They come to our facility in Adrian, but they're from everywhere. So this is not just an Adrian-centric program at all. It is community-wide. And,
if they're going to make the pledges or donations, how do they do that, Mary?
Well, basically the same way if they wanted to volunteer. If you go to our website, which is Hope Center Adrian, that's all one word, hopecenteradrian.org, there's a link right there. You can click it, and you can make a gift with it's a secure website, and you can make a gift with a credit card, or you can give us a call at 517-265-2410. And you can certainly ask for me, Mary Martin, and I'd be happy to help you. People can mail it in. We're at 431 Baker Street in Adrian, 49221.
Right.
But you don't have to remember any of that. If you wanted to just go to our website, all of that information is also on our website.
The nice thing about this, and I think this is wonderful, that what Doug and Mary Kapnick are doing with this challenge, is that supporting the Hope Community Center, which is something very unique, isn't it, Katie?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
You are one of a kind, aren't you?
Yes, yes. With not having, that government funding definitely helps us be unique. You know, the community allows us to be unique, and everything about Hope is unique. We get to provide the programming that, like I said, staff and members and caregivers, you know, we all come together and decide what we think would be the best, you know, the most fun, the most beneficial, you know, what kind of things everyone wants to see. And yeah, there are Hope Community Centers everywhere, and it's free to be a member. There is no membership fee. There's a small meeting that we go to, and you fill out some paperwork. And if it works for everyone involved, then there you go. You can become a member. So it's one of those things that is very unique. There, you know, aren't strings attached. We want people to be able to be, you know, be at Hope and be able to enjoy what we have to offer.
Another aspect of it being unique is that there are really no equivalents in other communities. And, you know, we have families tell us all the time that, gosh, you know, I'm so glad this is here. Or I have a loved one that lives, you know, someplace else, and there's nothing like this.
Mm-hmm.
And their lives are just, their lives and their families' lives are difficult and really diminished. You know, one of the things I always tell people that we should be deeply proud of is that this is a grassroots organization. Nobody rolled into town and said, you know what you need? You need one of these. And still after 50 years, there's just not that many organizations that are open and available for adults with disabilities.
Yeah.
And as Katie was saying earlier, you know, everybody's welcome. Everybody's able to come in and make a friend. You know, folks with disabilities, certainly there's stigma, but more often than not, they're politely ignored, right?
Yeah.
And we think we're doing the right thing. But if you think about it, to be ignored, it feels like you don't exist.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
And so if you have a place to come where you can make a friend, have some fun, mm-hmm. gain some purpose. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what life is about.
Exactly.
And if any one of us didn't have those things, you really feel that deficit in your life.
That's right.
And we've told this story before, but I can't tell a better one. We had a parent say, I can give anything to my child, who's an adult, anything to my child, anything they want, I can get them, but I cannot give them a friend.
There you go.
That's what hope does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And once again, this matching challenge, you need to have those made and
really,
into.
By June 1st, if we could, that would be really, really great.
Okay. Plans for the money that you raised, Katie?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say plans for our 50th anniversary. And that's, I was like, take it away, Katie. You know, this is just for operational support.
Okay.
And I know some people go, hey, hang on a second. Well, we need the lights on.
Yeah.
And we need the heat on.
Yeah.
Right. And we have professional staff. We want to make sure that we're hiring the highest caliber of staff we can and make sure that we're paying them a decent living wage so they can live in this community with dignity. Nobody's overpaid.
Yeah.
This is going to be for just the support of Hope. And believe me, everything we do is direct and frontline for the members.
Speaking of continuing the celebration events, real quickly, can we mention some of the things that you have planned?
Yeah. So for the 50th anniversary, one of the big things we have planned is an open house that we're going to be doing on June 18th, the afternoon of June 18th. And it's going to be to invite everyone in and see what Hope is about. You know, we're going to have cake. We're hoping food trucks, member-led Hope tours. If anyone hasn't been at Hope and really wants to get to know what it's like, especially from a Hope member, and then lots of displays. We have a lot of information on the history of Hope and our programs. And of course, we'll have some games and photo opportunities and stuff like that. So one of our big things to get everyone involved is our open house, and we'll have things along the way. You know, we're looking to get some apparel and stuff like that, so you guys can all keep an eye out for that. And a big social media presence and really sharing a lot of the stories and how we've come this far with the help of the community.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, once again, congratulations on the 50th anniversary of the Hope Community Center, Katie, and keep up the great work that you're doing over there. It's just awesome. So thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mary Martin, thank you so much as well. I always appreciate what you do as well.
Thank you, Dale.
Appreciate it. And the Executive Director, Katie Ohotsky, the Executive Director at Hope Community Center. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.